What about epistaxis? How often do you see it? How bad is it? And why do you think it happens?
It's a pretty common side effect. We see it probably 20-30% of the time. It's almost all the time grade one, a small nosebleed, you hold pressure, it goes away. The vessels that line the nasal passages tend to be pretty small vessels. They tend to be exposed to cold, so they have a lot of, typically they're already pretty clamped down. And then when I think you're blocking down on top of this already kind of vascularly constricted area, you may develop a little bit of just small areas of, I don't want to say necrosis, but ischemia. And I think it may be even the reperfusion of that that could potentially elicit some of this bleed. So exposed area like the nose, nasal passages that perhaps are irritated, dried, or whatnot, and then, you know, real clamping down on the vasculature there, resulting in relatively low-volume capillary bleeds that typically are controlled. So what you don't see typically are these big nosebleeds that go and go and go and won't stop. But occasionally when we do see that, you've had some erosion or something into a major vessel, that's a limiting factor. So most nosebleeds aren't a problem, but occasionally, you know, we'll get one and that will be an issue. And I'd say that's probably less than 10%.